is radio station KAYT. Gina Alexandria, 88.1. Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Welcome to the Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast, where Reverend Roger L. Green Sr. is the pastor. This broadcast is designed to be a blessing and life changer for you and your family. Listen now as Reverend Green takes you through the Word of God.
Which way you may go, for you have not passed this way before. In other words, he's saying the priest is going to have the Ark of the Covenant. They are the only ones that can touch it. You have to stay a half a mile away from it. And see, for God to get you to where God only really wants to get you, you got to know your place. I said yesterday at the homegoing celebration, I don't care, and it doesn't matter to God how educated you are in the secular. Don't you dare sit in that pew. I don't care if your pastor have a sixth grade education. Don't you dare sit in that pew and think you know more than that preacher. Because God is going to speak things to him that he'll never speak to you. You've got to know your place. You've got to know your place. But then backtrack. Watch what God tells Israel. Watch this. Verse 1, he rose up early in the morning. They removed from Sittim and came to Jordan, he and all the children of Israel, and lodged there before they passed over. Watch this. Verse 2, and it came to pass after 3 days that the officers went through the host. God said, I know you're ready to go, but I need you to sit here and wait a while. Yeah. Write this down. Delay is not denial. Just because God has delayed you doesn't mean he has denied you. You have prayed for something and it hasn't come yet. Your delay is not denial. And why you get so upset when God don't move, as Joe Clark say, as expeditiously as you would want him to move? Why you crying because you got a cutoff notice? Is that your first one? Why are you crying because you're a little behind in your bills? Is that the first time? If God have blessed you in your past, then God will still bless you right now. He says, I want you to sit here 3 days and wait. God, the Jordan is right there. All we got to do is cross it and claim what is ours. He said, no, I need you to sit here a while, and I need you to wait. Time is not a limiting factor to God. 2 Peter 3:8 said, but do not forget this one thing, dear friends. With the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is just like one day. So watch this. If Israel had walked around in the wilderness for 40 years, what's 3 more days? Why are you panicking now? You've been this way for 40 years, and God said, in 3 days I'm gonna bless you. Now you can't wait. You don't know when your blessing will come. Now, I'm not into all that blaming and claiming and snap it and grab it stuff, because if it's not God's will for you to have it, you can name it and claim it all you want, but you won't get it. You go to the doctor and you say you got diabetes. I ain't claiming it. You better claim it. You got high blood pressure. I'm not going to claim it. You better claim it and take your blood pressure pill. Why are you saying that, preacher? That's not right. God gives you 5 senses. And he expects you to use your 5 senses. man's extremities is God's opportunity. That means when you've done all you can do, then God takes over and does the rest. Don't you dare sit there, get wrapped up in this cult, said, I'm not paying attention to what the doctor say. I'm going to trust God. And you should trust God. But use the sense God gave you. If he tells you that fire is hot, I'm going to walk in there. He did it for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Go right ahead. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego didn't have a choice. And they didn't even know they were going to survive. They said, if it be known, if we die in this furnace, let it be known that we died in the service of God. Don't dare tempt the Lord your God. He said, now, wait, watch this. Go and run to bless you. Watch this. Look at the sea clause of verse 4. They got to stay a half a mile from the ark. But then watch this. He says, for you have not passed this way heretofore. Write this down. Number two, God will take you places you've never been before. When you believe God is going to work it out, he's going to bless you in a way that you've never been blessed before. And when we talk about blessings, the first thing come to mind is money. Do you really limit God to dollars and cents? Do you limit God's blessings to the medium of exchange? I woke up this morning. I'm blessed. I knew my left from my right. I'm blessed. I got a little bit of us waiting on me on the table. I'm blessed. I can think for myself. I'm blessed. Standing up on my own two feet. I'm blessed. Some of you got to get up early in the morning, go to work. Don't look at them work, your job, as something that's not a blessing. It's still a blessing because somebody is looking for work right now. Look, there are some people don't want to have nothing to do with me. And good, I'm blessed. You ought to be thank God for the ones that want to have nothing to do with you because you don't really need them in your life anyway. Sometimes you're more blessed when they walk away from you. Is there anybody that can testify and say, God, you're getting ready to take me somewhere I've never been before? Here it is, the last month, 2017. And if we God permits us to see 2018, I'm not going to wait till he bring me over. Just the thought of the fact that he'll bring me over is enough for me to praise him right now. Why you want to wait for January 1st, 2018 when God is doing wonders in your life right now? Is there anybody can testify and say, I'm going to give him an advanced praise even if I don't see it? Just the thought of my God. Look what he's saying. Because you never passed this way before. I'm going to take you places that you've never been. Oh, I know. I never did understand how my mother and grandmother would say, I know I'm a child of God. I never understood why they would always say that when people do them wrong and when they go through situations and they say, I know I'm a child of God. Until one day I got saved. One day I was done wrong. And I didn't react the way I used to react. God had put me in a place that I've never been before. And I was able to say like my mother and grandmother, I know I'm a child of God. Have you ever had that situation? Things have happened to you in your life and you remember how you used to respond, but now you're responding in a different way. When you used to get upset and now you praise God. When you used to get mad, now you worship God because he put you in a place you've never been before. But then here come the heart of our text. And Joshua said unto the people, sanctify yourselves. Not only believe God going to work it out. I got that he's going to take me places I've never been before. But then thirdly, I've got to separate myself from some people and some things. The word sanctify in the text means to set apart for the use of God. It means to separate. It means to remove. And so for God to really work things out from you, there are some people and things you've got to separate yourself from. Negative folk. No matter what's going on, they always got something negative to say. Even this worship right now is on a high right now. Somebody is glad God is doing things right now. And he may not be blessing you, but you're happy because he's blessing somebody else. Somebody in this church right now just can't contain themselves because they love God so much. Somebody in this church is want to praise God for their children, praise God for their parents, praise God for how he's been blessing you. But then you got folk in here saying it don't take all of that to praise the Lord. You got to sanctify yourself. I know, watch this. I know you all have got accustomed to sitting where you're sitting. But in 2018, you might need to find you another pew. Because there's some people on your pew is hindering your praise. There's some people on your pew didn't come here to worship, they come here to wonder. And you might need to find somebody that come here to do the same thing that you came here to do. I might need to change pews next year because I want to praise God. And I don't need nobody looking at the watch while I'm praising God. I don't need nobody fumbling through the phone while I'm praising God. I don't need nobody elbowing me while I'm praising God because he's been too good to me. I'm listening at the gospel and not your gossip. You've got to sanctify. It's in the text. He's telling before God can bless us, we've got to sanctify us. Don't you know? It's going to blow your mind. The reason why you haven't been blessed yet is because you're hanging around the wrong folk. Now, watch this. When God says sanctify yourself, it does not mean that you are too good to associate with. But what that means is sanctify, I can't take no advice from you. Because if anybody got a problem with worship, praise, or the gospel, then something's wrong with you. You see, I'm not naive. Well, Marvo, I'm not naive. People sit out in the church, not only with me, with other preachers too. Who is he? Who do you think he is? Get up there and say those things in the... Who do you think he is? See, your problem is you're looking at me. You're not supposed to be looking at me. You're supposed to be listening to what God is trying to tell you. But you're so blind with craziness and foolishness, you can't even hear the Lord saying, I'm getting ready to bless you. I'm getting ready to bless your children. I'm getting ready to bless your wife. I'm getting ready to bless you. But you're too busy looking at me. Baby, I'm imperfect. I've got troubles just like you have troubles. But the one I'm talking about, he's a problem solver. The one I'm talking about, he can lift up a bow down head. The one I'm talking about could put joy back in your life. He says, sanctify yourselves. Then watch verse 7. And the Lord said unto Joshua, this day will I begin to magnify thee in the sight of Israel, that they may know that as I was with Moses, I shall also be with thee. Oh, yeah. You ought to be proud. You shouldn't have to say nothing else. Write this down. I know God's going to work it out because God is with me. Now, watch what he says in the text. He says, Joshua, since you waited on me, on tomorrow, I'm going to lift you up. And I'm not going to do it, Joshua, behind the curtain. I'm going to do it in the sight of the people. And they will know, as I was with Moses, I'll also be with thee. Come on, can I borrow you for a minute? Now, let's be real in here. How many times your enemies downplayed you, talked about you, said you wasn't gonna make it, said you'll never amount to anything, but then you was foolish enough to trust God anyway. And then God blessed you. Come on, didn't it feel good to walk right back in front of, oh, what you said about 3 months ago? Didn't it, don't get too holy moly on me right now. Didn't it feel good when God blessed you right in front of them? You should have felt good, because the same enemy that was trying to destroy you, God's going to build you up right in front of them. He said, I'm going to do it right in their sight. I'm going to prepare that table right in the presence. And when God gets through with you, they're going to realize the same God that was with mom and daddy, the same God that was with big mama and big papa, the same God that was with my paw rank. See, that's country talk. Y'all city folk don't know nothing about that. The same God that was with them is the same God that is with me. Is there anybody in this church can testify right now? I'm so glad God is with me. It may not seem as though God is not with you. It may not seem as though he's with you because your prayers are not being answered. It may not seem as though God is with you because you're still on a spiritual low. But if you hold on, weeping may endure but a night, but joy. As I get ready to leave you, look at verse 15. And they that bear the ark have come unto the Jordan, and the feet of the priests that bear the ark were dipped into the brim of the water, for the Jordan overflow all the banks all the time of the harvest. Then verse 16, and the waters which came from above stood, rose up upon a heap very far from the city Adam, that is behind Zertan. And those that came down toward the sea, plain, even the salt sea, fell, and they were cut off. The people passed right against the Jordan. Verse 17, and the priests that bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord stood firm on dry ground in the midst of the Jordan. Oh, watch this, y'all. And Israel passed over on dry ground, and the Jordan stayed where it was until all the people passed over clean. Y'all just missed it. When the priest's feet hit the water congealed, and they were able to cross the Jordan on dry ground. Let me say it again. When the priest's feet hit the water, the waters congealed. And they were able to walk over on dry ground. That sounds familiar, don't it? When they left Egypt, they had a Red Sea in front of them. Mount Belsapalm on the left, Mount Farhara on the right. A hostile, raging army closing in from behind. They were scared. They were anxious. But Moses says, stand still. For the Egyptians that you see today, you won't see them no more. He says, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. That occasion, the waters congealed, and they walked over on dry land. Here it is again, their face with the Jordan River. God still made a way through the river. Now hear what I'm saying, the same way he did it in the past. is the same way he did it from right here. And I need to tell you, Mount Zion, if you just wait on him, if you just wait one more day, Joshua said, on tomorrow, the Lord will do wonders among you. While I'm waiting, I'm going to lift my hands in the sanctuary. While I'm waiting, I'm going to give God the highest praise. Hallelujah to the name of Jesus. While I wait, I'm going to love my enemies as myself. While I wait, I know the Lord is going to make a way. Is there anybody here that is in the waiting room right now? Is there anybody here still waiting on the Lord to work something out? But I come to tell you, just keep on waiting. Don't worry about whose name is being called. Just keep on waiting, because one of these days, the Lord is going to call your name. And when he calls your name, can't nobody get what the Lord has for you. Is there anybody here? No, the Lord can make a way out of no way. Yes, you're going to have to cry sometimes. Yes, you're going to have trials and tribulations. Yes, you're going to have disappointments. But don't worry, he sits high and he looks low. Don't worry, the Lord that I serve, he's able to carry you through your fiery furnace. He's able to carry you through your den of lions. He's able to give you the strength to conquer your giant. Is there anybody here? No, the Lord is able. Then won't you act like the Lord is able? Is there anybody here? No, the Lord is good. Won't you act like then the Lord is good? Is there anybody here ever been delivered? Won't you act like you've been delivered? Is there anybody here ever had their body healed? Won't you act like he's healed your body? Is there anybody here? He rocks you in the midnight hour. Won't you act like he's still rocking you? Is there anybody here ever had a touch from Jesus? Just one touch made everything all right. Is there anybody here got any kind of way praise? I don't know how God's gonna do it, but I'ma praise him anyway. Is there anybody here got that anyway praise? My body is still aching. He hasn't healed me yet, but I'ma praise him anyway. My bills are still due. Don't know how I'm gonna pay them, but I'ma praise him anyway. My best friends have turned their backs on me. I don't have a friend in the world, but I'ma praise him anyway. Is there anybody here got that anyway praise? I don't need a blessing, because I love the Lord with all my heart. I promise the Lord that I'll bless his name at all times. How can I bless his name? Hallelujah is the best I can give him. Hallelujah. Ain't God all right? If you know he's all right, if you're not antisocial, stand on your feet, grab your neighbor by the hand, say, neighbor, don't worry, he's going to work it out. Say, neighbor, dry your eyes, he's going to work it out. Come on, talk to your neighbor. Say, neighbor, lift up your head, he's going to work it out. Now grab him by the hand, lift
lift their hand in the air, say, neighbor, you've already given us the victory. He's already given us the joy we need. He's already given us the peace we need. He's already given us the joy we need. Won't God work it out? Won't the Lord make a way? If you know he will, say yeah. If you know he will, say yeah. If you know he's got it, what you need, say yeah. Reach up. Reach up, ah, reach up and grab it. Ain't he good? See ya, see ya. Ah, yes.
He will work it out. God. Gonna work it out. The sorrow that you're going through, he's gonna work it out. The tears that you shed because a loved one's gone, he's gonna work it out. The financial problems that you find yourself in, he's gonna work it out. If you're here this morning, watch God work it out. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He worked it out. Y'all not tired, are you? Come on, y'all not tired, are you? Won't you give God a praise? Won't you give God a praise? Because he worked it out. The doors of the church are open. And if you're here this morning, you ought to come while the blood is running warm in your veins. Yes, God can work it out. Why don't you come? As the invitation is extended, we stand to extend this invitation to God. Because God can work it out. Come on, why don't you come? While the blood is running warm in your veins. Amen, here, yeah, come on. Come on, church, amen, here. Yeah. God can, come on, now, I thought we should be shouting at this moment.